Good morning, a Tuesday morning. Joining us, Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
The issue of Nexium, a sentencing today for Keith Raniere after years and years of coverage by the Times Union, by the way, figuring prominently in a new HBO documentary called The Vow about this very case. Let's talk about the sentencing today, Mike.
Keith Raniere's doting disciples in Nexium considered the self-help guru they called Vanguard to be a noble teacher of science, philosophy, ethics, and that he was one of the top three problem solvers in the world. It was all a lie. Victims of Raniere learned that his purported personal growth organization Colony was a veneer for a cruel and diabolical predator who abused women, inundated perceived enemies with litigation, and sexually molested a 15-year-old girl. On Tuesday, 16 months after Raniere's convictions on all federal counts, include sex trafficking, forced labor, conspiracy, and racketeering, U.S. District Court Judge Nicholas Garufas will impose Raniere's sentence in a Brooklyn courtroom. As you said, the case has shined the spotlight on Nexium, with the case receiving international media attention and currently dueling documentaries airing on HBO and Stars. At least eight victims are expected to deliver statements to the judge, including a Mexican woman, now 30, whom Raniere began a sexual relationship when she was 15. In November 2005, Raniere took photos of the girl, which led to his conviction on a racketeering act of possessing child pornography. The girl was the youngest of three sisters Raniere became sexually involved with. He impregnated all of them at various times. Raniere ordered the middle sister to be confined to a room in her parents' home for nearly 2 years. Her breach? She had dared to kiss another man. During Raniere's trial, victims testified that women in a secret group in Nexium approached them and asked if they wanted to join a sorority-type group. They were asked to hand over embarrassing collateral that could be released if they ever tried to leave the group. They only learned after learning that they would be so-called slaves under so-called masters, to whom they took a vow of obedience. Some were branded in their pelvic area, one of the most sensational aspects of this case, with initials of Raniere. The slaves were also ordered to live on 500-calorie-a-day diets, answer readiness texts at all hours of the night, and in many cases, seduce Raniere. Raniere could get up to life in prison at his sentencing, which begins at 11 a.m. today.
He is Mike Goodwin, the city editor of the Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Dave.